What's good, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Five Mics, husband, father, educator, writer, MC. The microphone gives me wings. What's good, y'all? Yeah, I'm talking more in 2024. You know what I'm saying? That's the motto for me. Talk more in 2024. I feel like I spent the last, the COVID years kind of in listening mode, study mode, just being more observant. And I'm ready to talk again, specifically in different environments that I'm in, whether it's the podcast, whether it's in family circles, whether it's in academic circles, whether it's at work. And there's lots of reasons for that that I'll divulge in a different time, but I want to talk more, and I'm on my morning walk with my dog. Mornings with Javi, I feel like this should be a TV show. Like, just, follow me around walking with this dog. I usually curse at him, but I'm not going to because PETA's watching. Anyway, sometimes when I'm on these walks, I just have these moments of clarity. And now that I'm a ripe old 47, happy birthday to me yesterday. in the spirit of talking more, it's something just like, I wonder if this is how preachers feel, like before Sunday sermon, they're going through the week and they always say like, God put this on my heart. Sometimes I just be walking and just like a phrase or a statement or a feeling or a sentiment will come into my mind. I'm like, yo, where did that come from? And I just ride with it. You know what I'm saying? But this just really was sitting on my heart this morning, and I had to tell you all about, in this post-COVID space that we're in, where, all the lessons that we learned from COVID and our time in quarantine, and the world was shut down for a good 2 years. It was tragic, right? Like, we lost a lot, but we also gained a lot of perspective. I think a lot of us in that time questioned, why are we doing things this way? Why is school this way? Why is our job this way? Why am I commuting to work an hour each direction? For what? Even if we have to go back and do it, I feel like those dark COVID years, helped us to think about, like, why are we doing this? Is it worth it? Is this job worth it? Is the stress worth it? Is my health worth it? And I'm on a brisk walk, so if I sound out of breath, that means I need to work out. Anyway, I think that's what the COVID times, pushed us to do, to think about, like, the different systems that we're a part of, right? And so something that, sat on my heart this morning is, hey, you need to rest. Calm down. Good morning. Walks with Hobby. Something that I'm contemplating is, like, everything that we used to do, the ways that we operated in the world, the ways that we engaged with one another, at the very least needs to be questioned, right? Like, we need to be questioning why and how we do certain things, why we show up in certain places the way we do. And the thing that was laid up on my heart this morning, y'all, is this concept of being a burden, right? And I feel like, of course, I'm always talking to and thinking about Black folks first, and thinking about, like, how we raise our children, how we were raised, and how those things impact us in a daily basis, right? On a daily basis. I think about lessons that we picked up from our families, from our relatives growing up. And I know for me, that was something that I saw from a lot of my family members is, I don't want to be a burden. I don't, you go to somebody's space like, you hungry? No, I'm fine. I don't want to burden you. But I'm cooking. So, like, do you want some food? No, it's fine. You thirsty? No, I'm good. I think about, like, lessons that we learn, whether very explicitly or implicitly, when you go into a space, don't ask for anything. You sit there, you be quiet, you don't look up. Like, I literally remember having those kinds of lessons shared with me as a child, growing into my adulthood, right? And I'll go somewhere, my mom, you know, to go in the store, don't look at nothing, you know, as a means to, you know, keep control in the situation, of course. But I remember, like, going to people's houses, and, you know, my mom would say, like, don't ask for nothing to drink, you know, like, but I'm thirsty, you know, I'm seven. The thing that laid on my heart this morning to share is, like, no. In 2024, it's time to be a burden. We gotta be a burden, y'all. Like, that's what I think this time is calling us, especially Black folks, especially women, especially people of color, you know, underrepresented groups, in the spirit of, like, taking up space, you know? Like, these are lessons that have to be taught and learned and practiced. Right? Like, we can't just start out the blue when you're 47 years old taking up space. Like, you have to practice that. Right? And so the word that is sitting with me is, be a burden to the systems that you're in. Demand that they see you. Demand that they speak to you and honor you and give you what you need, right? Like, that's not too much to ask, I don't think, right? And so it's not a burden in the spirit of, Holly, calm down, calm it. You weigh 15 pounds, get out of here. It's not a burden in the space of, you know, overstaying your welcome or, you know, not bringing anything to the table, because you're only a burden when you are using up the environment's resources and not replenishing it. So you can only be a burden if you are not giving back to the space that you're in. And so for many of us, we're giving back to the spaces that we're in with our talent, with our time, with our presence, with our words, with our faces. And so it's time to be a burden. It's time to demand that these places that we're in see us and speak to us and give us what we need, right? Instead of being invisible, instead of downplaying ourselves, instead of, you know, like, oh, no, it's fine, I'm okay. Man, but I heard your stomach growling. Are you hungry? Can I give you a cracker or a piece of bread? No. Like, yeah, I would love some bread. I would love an opportunity, right? Like, in one environment, it's food and water and jokes and whatever. But in another environment, it's a promotion. In another environment, it's a, you know what I'm saying? It's an opportunity, right, to be seen and for the systems to engage with you as if they see you. So my goal, I'm out of breath, y'all, walking up this hill. I need to get my life together. And my goal and my word for you all this morning is, take up space, be a burden in 2024. You know what I'm saying? Stop all that mousy, oh, no, I'm fine. No. Even if you are fine, you can demand or ask for, or just being in a space requires that the people in the space see you. And we need to be seen. It is time for us to stop being invisible, to stop letting these systems off the hook. You know, like, we can't get mad when the systems ignore us if we enter these systems looking to be not seen. Because guess what? It'll work. You know what I'm saying? So that's my talk one. Two things, talk more in 2024. You know what I'm saying? These long form, I used to do podcasts. They were an hour and a half long. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that anymore. because I feel like with that, I'm not even going to that. I'm not doing that anymore. I'll talk about that in a different space. But yeah, man, we gotta take up space. We gotta talk more in 2024. We gotta be a burden, and that's what our environment and the people and the things and the systems around us need. So that's my word. It's my walk with Javi. This is Five Mics, husband, father, educator, writer, MC. The microphone gives me wings and some oxygen. All right, peace.